Hello and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Steven and today is Monday, April 15th. Tesla has announced layoffs of more than 10% of its global workforce in a company-wide email. And the email must describe the layoffs as necessary for the next phase of growth. In addition, Tesla will shorten Cybertruck production shifts at Gigafactory Texas, as well as reduce production at Gigafactory Shanghai. This means at least 14,000 employees will be laid off, as Tesla's headcount is somewhere on the order of 140,000. Now, we don't know which specific teams will be most or least affected by Tesla's layoffs, but two well-known Tesla executives have departed as well, Drew Baglino and Rohan Patel. Baglino was Senior VP of Powertrain and Energy, and Patel was Tesla's policy chair. The news follows a bad quarterly delivery report in which Tesla significantly missed delivery estimates and had a rare year-over-year reduction in sales. The main dip seems to have come from China, where Chinese EV makers are ramping up quickly both in the domestic and export market. Tesla expected that growth would be modest until the release of the $25,000 Model 2 or the Robotaxi, which is what Musk wanted to shift Tesla's focus to. Tesla's layoffs come at a time when many other companies in the tech industry are laying off staff. Tesla owes a lot of its success to quote startup mentality, where it's all hands on deck to grow the company, and that helps in recruiting, as Tesla can really claim that it is changing the transportation industry. Tesla is one of the few entities that is large and committed enough to drag EV adoption forward. Tesla's top engineering executive, Drew Baglino, has left the automaker after 18 years in a massive blow to the company's leadership. Baglino was one of the very first employees at Tesla. At the time, he became the de facto senior engineering leader at the company and was put in charge of batteries, motors, drive units, power electronics, and energy products. Tesla's capacity to attract and retain top talent has always been its biggest strength. Baglino leaving is a bad sign on that front. We don't know why he left, but from all accounts, he was a well-liked leader at Tesla. Tesla's head of policy and business development, Rohan Patel, has left the automaker after 7 years as the second executive to do so today. Patel became Tesla's vice president of public policy and business development in 2017 after working in the Obama administration. The executive led many efforts at Tesla, including relations with the many government entities and regulators that Tesla has to deal with. Patel didn't give a reason for leaving Tesla. The two high-profile departures come as Tesla announced a massive round of layoffs. Oil and gas giant BP is slashing jobs at its electric vehicle charging business and pulling out of several markets as its bet on rapid growth in commercial EV fleets hasn't paid off. In recent months, BP's EV charging arm has pulled out of 8 of the 12 countries it was operating in. Now the focus solely on the US, Britain, Germany, and China, where it expects to see the fastest growth in the EV market. More than 100 jobs out of a global workforce of 900 have been cut, with many employees being moved around to other divisions and only a handful leaving the company. This is happening as Tesla is laying off more than 10% of its global workforce. EV charging has been one of 5 essential growth sectors for BP. Its goal is to have 100,000 chargers by 2030. Despite the cuts, BP assures that its EV ambitions are on track. They initially expected commercial car fleets to switch to EVs at a mass scale, but that didn't happen due to the recessionary pressures and government's easing mandates for EV adoption. Still, BP is expecting EV charging to bring in $1.5 billion by 2025. In a major clean energy benchmark, wind, solar, and hydro exceeded 100% of demand on California's main grid for 30 of the past 38 days. Supply exceeded demand for 0.25 to 6 hours per day, and that's an important fact. The continuity lies not in renewables running the grid for the entire day, but in the fact that it's happening on a consistent daily basis, which has never been achieved before. California has the largest grid-connected battery storage facility in the world, meaning batteries are filled up with excess energy from the sun all afternoon and are deployed to offset a significant amount of the methane gas generation that California uses overnight. On April 2nd, the California Independent System Operator recommended 26 new transmission projects worth $6.1 billion, with a big number being devoted to offshore wind. Many believe California could be entirely on renewables with battery storage by 2035. California passed a law that commits to achieving 100% net zero electricity by 2045, so it could beat that goal by a decade. In today's community comment found on YouTube, somebody mentioned the regulatory challenges of transitioning to a solar energy grid. Well, it will be necessary to change our mental models of the world to fit with a new energy infrastructure. Our ideas about power plants and distribution might completely change. Thank you for watching Quick Charge by Electric. I'm Steven, and have a great day.